And Warwick Hadfield is back with some more sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
In world sport, a decision that has astonished, even angered many. Russia allowed back into competition by WADA.
Yeah, Fran, look, as someone said on Twitter yesterday, what a joke. The World Anti-Doping Authority's own compliance committee, while recommending the Russians be allowed to return to active competition en masse, admitted the assurances from Russia fell well short of what is required by what was called and what was set up as the original roadmap. And this makes a lot of people wonder, and plenty of them out loud, really loud, what has been going on behind the scenes, given that WADA is burdened by the epithet cash-strapped. And there's also that not insignificant allegation that Russian folk have hacked WADA's computers. The Americans, led by USADA chief Travis Tygart, now he's the bloke who got Lance Armstrong when WADA couldn't, they're aghast. Other Americans are saying their country should withdraw its funding of WADA. The British, they're calling it a catastrophe. Australia's reaction is going to be interesting, though, Fran, given that this country's Minister for Sport sits on the WADA board. Now, close watchers of the World Anti-Doping Authority and the whole anti-doping movement say this will test WADA more than any other decision of recent times. WADA's ability to lead the fight against the doping cheats is in some doubt, given that a lawyer for the Russian whistleblower, Grigory Rodchenkov, called it the greatest treachery against clean athletes in Olympic history. This is huge, Fran, and the fallout from this and a few other decisions in recent times is going to change, I think, the whole fight against anti-doping in the world.
Okay. In football, the Matildas can well and truly get down to business at next year's World Cup, flying business class to France.
Yet another
boost. Is this a change? Is this a news flash?
Change. This is a news flash. For the last men's World Cup, 50 blokes got to fly in business class, officials and hangers-on and all the people who'd like to have the champagne and all that sort of stuff. And finally, this largesse has flowed down to the women. So not all of them, but some of the teams, the better teams, I guess, including the Matildas, will be able to fly business class to next year's World Cup in France. And also the prize money's been boosted. The fellas got $38 million at the last World Cup. The women got $2 million, but that's going to be increased considerably, apparently. And Fran, look, a quick correction. Early this morning, I got so excited about Ayla Tomljanovic making the quarterfinals. I put her in the wrong tournament. She's playing in the Korean Open, not the Pan Pacific Open. My apologies for that mistake to Ayla. And a big thank you to the listener who called to correct me. I just love the listeners, Fran.
The listeners are right on it. Right on any mistake we make, Warwick. Thank you.
And
it's good that FIFA is now paying for the women's teams to fly in business class too, because I remember coming back from one Olympics and the Opals complaining that they'd had to be down the back of the plane while the boomers were at the front. And think about the Opals, think about Lauren Jackson Finch, instance, they've got some very long legs there. It was pretty cramped, I think, for them.